This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we get into John's special message.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. It's also a sevenfold message. In addition, it's a sealed up message. When John hears the message, he is about to write it down, as he has been doing all throughout the book of Revelation, but is suddenly told to seal up the things which are the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. In Deuteronomy 29:29, it tells us, some things are secret and are only known to God. As we see it to be a sevenfold message, we see it to be a sealed up message. We also see it to be a sworn message. And we know that in verse 6, which I'm going to read. And swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. God swears by himself because there is no one greater than him but him. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, it tells us, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you, multiplying, I will multiply you. That there should be delay no longer. Remember, the martyrs cried in verse 10 of chapter 6, how long, O Lord, how long? You know, we're going to reference this a number of times, like I said. But here, the mighty angel, the angel of Jehovah, is saying that there will be delay no longer, no more delay. The judgment of God on the earth will continue. But in verse 7, it talks about, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. The mystery of God is the focus of the oath of the angel of Jehovah. But what is the mystery of God? Oftentimes, we have a lot of questions about the mystery of God, and really, what I think one of those mysteries, and if you've ever asked yourself this, I know I have asked myself this a number of times. Why did God just not immediately sentence the devil? You know, whenever he fell from heaven, why didn't he just bind him? Why did he not immediately sentence the devil? Why does God allow evil to increase until the world is ripe for judgment? Why not just go ahead and judge? But the end of this mystery will be when he takes control once again and he banishes Satan and evil and completes his plan of the ages. The signal of the end will be the seven trumpets when the angels start to pour out the bowls filled with the wrath of God. That's when we know that the end of the mystery will be. And we will cover that later on in chapters 15 and 16 of Revelation. But in verses 8 through 11, we see a mandate from heaven. And I'm just going to read that one more time. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again. Go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, and it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.